As the physical war in Ukraine continues, the information war surrounding the conflict is becoming more and more fraught. Early in the conflict, the Kremlin accused many news outlets of distorting the story of the war, passing laws that forced a number of news organizations to leave. And that's left a very small number of impartial news organizations operating in Russia. And that means it's hard for Russians to access any news that isn't funneled through state-run media, which is echoing the government's view of the war. One organization trying to give Russians access to impartial and accurate news is Radio for Europe, Radio Liberty. It's also known as RFE, and it's a private, nonprofit news service funded by the U.S. government. Kirill Sakatsky oversees all of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Russian language services, and he's currently based in Prague and joins us now. Kirill, thank you so much.
Celeste, thank you for having me.
So as we described, getting accurate news if you're in Russia is getting harder and harder to do. Some news media outlets have been kicked out. Others chose to leave. What has RFE done to remain in this?
Well, RFE has been serving the Russian audiences for 70 years, and I think we have our responsibility to people in Russia to continue to do that. So even though the Russian authorities try to prevent us from reporting anything to Russia, they closed down our bureau in Moscow, they forced our journalists out, so we had to relocate, we had to bring our reporters to safe havens in Prague, in the Baltic countries, so they can continue to work with social media, to work with analysts, to work with our sources, to continue beaming that information back into Russia. So we are there. Everywhere where the Russian people can access information, we are there bringing what they need.
You mentioned that you've had to bring journalists to safe havens in Prague. Have there been threats against your journalists?
Our journalists have been branded foreign agents, dozens of them, the same way as our outlets in Russia and our various platforms have been branded foreign agents. There are threats or potential threats. Anything that our reporters do or report on can be branded fake news against the Russian army. That's also a crime and carries a sentence of years behind bars. So to prevent our journalists from being persecuted, from being jailed, we had to move them fast and quickly days after Russia's unprovoked aggression.
Can you give us an idea of how different stories are on RFE as opposed to if we were reading about something or watching an outlet from Russian state media? What is the difference in coverage?
It is, I can't even describe it to someone who hasn't watched or hasn't been able to watch the Russian state media in Russian. It's not only television, it's social media. It's a massive, massive propaganda operation somewhere. It's George Orwell 1984 over and over and over again on a daily basis. So people who consume Russian state media will believe that Russia never waged the war against Ukraine. It's vice versa. Ukraine waged the war against Russia. It's NATO tried to occupy parts of Russia and to destroy Russia. So it's Russia actually is in a war in defense of itself, rather it is an aggressor. You could have seen maybe a clip of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov speaking in India just last week, where he said exactly that, and he was laughed at in his face by the audience. And it is something that people are not able to do in Russia because they don't know, if they do not follow independent Russian media, they do not know that actually everything that they're hearing from the Russian media is not true. It's like Soviet propaganda, but worse, because it's malicious and it is putting the Russian people in an absolute parallel reality.
Well, RFE stands for Radio Free Europe, but what are the many outlets for your news stories? How are you getting them to the people inside of Russia?
Yeah, radio became probably a Cold War relic and Cold War remnant. It's still in our name because this is how we're known and very much appreciated by the Russian public. Obviously, radio is a really, really small part of what we do. It's mostly now social media and digital. 43 million Russians are on the internet between the age of 15 and 34. This is our audience, the new generation of Russians. as well as our core audiences, but they're all on Facebook, they're all on Instagram, they're all on YouTube. That became the new sort of Russian television because you can't trust the state television anymore. And we're everywhere. We are trying the messaging apps, we're trying any social media platforms. There is a messaging service very popular in Russia, which is called Telegram, which is pretty much Russia's Twitter. And we are there, and this is not blocked. YouTube is not blocked, and we had more than 3 billion video views in the first month since the start of the war. So we are having impact. We see the response from the audiences, and we're trying to reach them where they are. So we are trying new initiatives. Investigative unit that we've just launched will investigate not only corruption, but also Russian war crimes. And we were getting into contact with Russian soldiers or their families that committed war crimes in Ukraine and confronted them about that and brought that to the Russian audiences. And also, one last but very important thing is we're trying to get beyond Moscow and St. Petersburg into that vast expanse of Russia where the majority of Russians live, and we bring the hyper-local news back to them. And we are the only ones who can give job to the journalists in those smaller towns, and we're the only ones who report from those towns. And it's there where the story is. For instance, all those deaths, we understand that Russia suffered a massive death toll in Ukraine. However, people in Russia do not know that because it's not been reported. And all they see is probably a couple of funerals in their hometown. And we're bringing those stories from all those hometowns, and they can see it's not just a couple of funerals in my town. It's also a neighboring town. It's everywhere. Everywhere in Russia are the funerals of dead Russian soldiers. So that local reporting is something that we're able to do with the help of our anonymous reporters. We removed all bylines from our journalists still operating inside Russia, and we are able to edit those stories, to package it, and to bring it back with the help of RFE bases outside of Russia.
Obviously, as you mentioned, your task has gotten in some ways easier since the Cold War. How has the Russian government's task of trying to control information gotten either easier or more challenging, do you think?
We're now back into those Cold War times, and as I said, it's getting even worse than it was in the Soviet Union. I was born in the Soviet Union, so I still remember those times, and then when I would not even imagine that we will be in democracy or I will work for free media, you know, and how things turned out. But then the arc of history probably is complete. One of our star journalists, Mikhail Sokolov, 30 years ago, he was a young reporter working in Moscow to report on the collapse of the Soviet Union and the rise of Boris Yeltsin. And it was he who got from Boris Yeltsin's hands a decree, one of the first Yeltsin's decrees, as he defeated the coup of 1991 in the Soviet Union, was to establish RFE's bureau in Moscow. He signed that decree and gave it personally to Mikhail Sokolov on the last days of August, but the first days after the coup. Now we do not fear you. Now we do trust you. We no longer distrust you, as Yeltsin said. Go on and establish the bureau. And it is such an arc of history that almost to the day, like 30 years later, Mikhail Sokolov, still with us, now a legendary journalist in Russia, had to flee Moscow and is now in Latvia, in Riga, one of the star journalists of RFE's new bureau in Latvia. So he had to leave. He had to close that bureau down when the Russians, you know, forced us out, closed down our bureaus. And he still reports about his beloved country from exile, even though 30 years ago he thought that everything would be different.
Kirill Sukotsky is Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Regional Director for Europe and TV Production. He oversees all Russian language content. Kirill, thank you so much for your time, and good luck as you go forward.
Thank you very much, Celeste, and thank you for having me.